This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of people missing in the collapse of a Florida condominium fell substantially Friday from 145 to 126. After duplicate names were eliminated and some residents reported missing turned up safe. Authorities also announced the recovery of four more bodies, including the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter, raising the confirmed death toll to 22. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG she had signed an order authorizing the demolition of the remaining portion of the building.
The building poses a threat to public health and safety, and bringing it down as quickly as possible is critical to protect our community.
The demolition will move quickly once a date is set. No one has been rescued from the tower since the first hours after it collapsed last week. President Joe Biden says the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan will not be completed in the next few days. Even as U.S. forces left Bagram Airfield, the main American base in Afghanistan. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The Bagram pullout brings an effective end to the longest war in American history. The base, an hour's drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. It was also where the CIA ran a black site detention center for terrorism suspects and subjected them to abuse that President Barack Obama subsequently acknowledged as torture. Earlier this week, the top U.S. commander, General Austin Miller, told journalists in Kabul that civil war for Afghanistan was a possibility, with Taliban fighters sweeping into districts around the country in recent weeks as foreign troops flew home.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. The 3-meter black metal fencing that has surrounded the U.S. Capitol building for more than a year is set to come down. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The remaining fencing that went up around the U.S. Capitol after the January 6th riot by Trump supporters could come down as soon as next week. Three people familiar with the matter who could not discuss details of the plan publicly tell the Associated Press a U.S. Capitol Police Board plan calls for the fence to be removed by July 9th. An outer fence that went up after the riot was removed in March. The Capitol Police Board originally asked congressional leaders to keep the fence in place until September, in part because investigators were tracking continuing threats against lawmakers and the Capitol complex. More than 500 people have been charged with federal crimes for their role in the January 6th riot. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization said the planet is currently in a very dangerous period of the COVID-19 pandemic, noting that the easy-to-spread Delta variant has now been seen in nearly 100 countries. At a press briefing, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Delta variant, first seen in India, is continuing to evolve and mutate, and that it is fast becoming the predominant COVID-19 virus in many countries.
The Delta variant is dangerous and is continuing to evolve and mutate, which requires constant evaluation and careful adjustment of the public health response.
He noted that 3 billion doses of vaccine have already been distributed. Of the vaccine doses given globally, fewer than 2% have been in poorer countries. President Joe Biden welcomed the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers to the White House Friday. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The Dodgers won the 2020 World Series.
America's back, and the Dodgers.
President Biden says the team did a lot off the field as well.
Administering more than 1 million COVID tests at the stadium and getting nearly 500,000 vaccine doses in people's arms.
People also voted at Dodger Stadium on Election Day. The president says the Dodgers and baseball give you the feeling everything will be okay.
Something familiar, something normal, something that's fun in the middle of the chaos. And believing that, we're going to get back to all that we're missing. And we're going to get back to it someday soon.
The president received a Dodgers jersey, number 46. Ed Donahue, Washington.
American champion Sha'Carri Richardson cannot run in the Olympic 100-meter race after testing positive for a chemical found in marijuana. She tested positive at the Olympic trials, and so her result is erased. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.